Thanks for checking out TLE TV. And if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, welcome to TLE Radio. I'm your host, Hassan, and this is actually a follow-up to my Fences movie review. Now, in my review, I touched on the relationships that Washington had with his on-screen sons and its real-life correlation within our black community. I also made sure to mention that not enough light is shown on fathers that remain in the home and raise their kids with the mother of the children. For those who haven't checked out the interview, here's a short clip, and the link to the full review will be in the description box. When we come back, my two cents. Now, this quest for her father's approval and validation begins very early on in a boy's childhood and continues on into adulthood. Sons try to emulate their fathers and strive to make them proud. When validation, acceptance, approval, etc., is not found where it is sought, the boy looks outside the home to mostly other male figures. Ultimately, the child will seek and receive acceptance wherever he can, leaving him susceptible to gang culture, if the father already isn't involved in it, as well as molestation by male authoritative figures and more. The need for validation is so strong, it drives their innate desires and influences their decision-making. Ultimately, resentment and anger sets in where validation and acceptance should have been, continuing a bitter cycle of emotionless detachment. Welcome back. Like I mentioned at the beginning, the link to the full review will be in the description box. Check it out and share, like, and subscribe. Moving on. Now, I stated that this is a follow-up to the original review. And this follow-up, however, does not dig deeper into the movie itself, but rather goes further into the dynamics killing the black family, an issue raised by one YouTuber in the comment section of the video by the name of Live Your Life. Now, Live Your Life provided an opinion of my review and added that all over YT, YouTube, you hear black men blaming black women for single-handedly creating the anger that some of these young boys who then become men exhibit. The YouTuber wanted to know why I thought some young boys relinquish their dad from accountability when they become men, but shame their mother for doing what she could in spite of the situation. Thank you, Live Your Life, for the question, and as promised, here's my assessment of the psychology behind this behavior. Now, Live Your Life brought up an important point during the conversation, stating that our children are impacted by both parents. The one that leaves, either physically or emotionally, and the parent that stays, who, through stress and neglect, could be less patient with the children and sometimes even become abusive. Now, it is true that children are impacted by both parents, but I have to add that the parent that does get the child plays a more active role in the formation, the molding of the child, than the parent who by default, is left playing the more passive role in the actual upbringing and molding of the minds of these kids. Now, the anger that you witness on YouTube of black men going in on black women is a product of several things. You can call it a pushback on the black woman as God movement, you know, duality, law of nature. Anyway, if I wanted to go historical, I could say that there's resentment ingrained in the black man that continues to evolve. What resentment am I talking about? Well, it has been cataloged and told over and over for decades, how the image of white supremacy, i.e. slavery, used the black woman to keep the black man in check. While the black woman was all tooth and grins for Massa and Massa's babies, it is told the weight of all that survival brown nosing was unleashed on her own. Subconscious programming. Now, don't take it wrong, the black man did more than his fair share of survival brown nosing as well, and in fact, both of us, black men and black women, still are. Now, let's not forget, it's documented that oftentimes the married were split up and families were broken, a psychological trauma that persists to this very day. Now, instead of being teammates, the black man and the black woman have been at odds with each other, to put it mildly. The keeper of the children, in most cases, devalue the other parent in front of the child, thereby creating the foundation for the child's perspective of the other parent. Now, I could go further into the whole YouTube movement, and I feel myself getting into it, but let's stay on topic of the original question, which is about the boys turning into men and absolving their father's role while shaming the mother. Now, I can't say that I've witnessed that to an impressionable degree, but what I would offer in theory is that maybe the black mother's decision-making ability when raising that black boy turned man was brought into question. Quite possibly, going through life reviled for being a black man while listening to your black mom go in on the black man that helped make you is damaging. Don't forget that while he's a boy and with his mom, he grows up hating his dad for leaving. They get in fights over people talking about their mama. I find more often that the boy doesn't absolve the father and doesn't want anything to do with the father. Not for a very long time. Now, it is actually through prodding and coaxing and convincing that a relationship is reestablished between a father and a son. But again, this is not all black and white, and these blank statements don't do justice to the facts. This is not what happens in all the cases, but this is a general consensus. Now, there's actually an article that I read titled "How a Lack of Touch is Destroying Men" on upliftconnect.com. And it's a great read. It's written by Mark Green. And in the article, Green writes that in American culture, we believe that men can never be entirely trusted in the realm of the physical. We collectively suspect that given the opportunity, men will revert to the sexual at a moment's notice. That men don't know how to physically connect otherwise. That men can't control themselves. That men are dogs. There is no corresponding narrative about women. But men do need gentle platonic touch in their lives just as much as women do. Men are left physically and emotionally isolated and cut off from the deeply human physical contact that is proven to reduce stress, encourage self-esteem, and create community. Now, fatherhood helps to deal with that disconnect. Fatherhood has the potential to transform the way men think about touch. Interestingly enough, Green goes further saying that many parents step back from physical contact with their sons when they hit puberty, handing over all opportunity for potential physical touch to young girls whom are suddenly expected to be the gatekeepers to touch. These boys are left with two unspoken lessons. The first one, all touch is now sexually suspect. And the second one, find a girlfriend or give up human contact. Now, the problem that black family faces is multifaceted. There is no one-size-fits-all cure. Things are thoroughly screwed up. But if we can address and acknowledge these faults and tackle them one by one, little by little, we can heal the black family. Now, I hope I was able to answer your question. And then it's probably going to just lead to more questions, but I would believe that would be the point. This is how we create a dialogue. This is how a conversation is had. So I just hope that maybe this can stir some more conversations amongst our community. So I want to thank you, Live Your Life, for the question and the commentary. I hope I answered your question to the best of my ability. And to the rest of y'all, make sure y'all check out TLE, the Lyrical Elitist. You can visit the website, lyricalelitist.com. The Fences movie review link will be in the description box. You can check us out on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as Lyrical Elitist. And subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. Have a great day.